Being divorced is not an uncommon thing, nor something that would normally turn someone off. But at my age, only 26 and divorced for nearly 4 years, people know there must be a traumatic story and a ton of baggage. Something men do not want any part of. So which way will he go? Will he bring up the weather? Or begin yawning and letting me know how tired he suddenly is?
What happened?
He actually makes eye contact with me when he asks. I'm hesitant about how to reply. This isn't what I expected. And it's a lot to share so quickly.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to pry. It's just, I understand things don't always go as planned.
Well, I don't know how understanding you can be. Because, honestly, sometimes I still don't understand. I say it with a big smile to mask any trace of the pain.
Try me.
I might as well. Time won't change the story. We were high school sweethearts, did the long-distance thing through college, got married right after, and it didn't work out. I pause. He doesn't need to know everything. He's gay. I tell him anyway. We were together 9 years, and I didn't find out until after we were married. Again, my voice takes on a false, almost jovial tone. It's my protective front that prepares me for a person's reaction.
I'm sorry,
he says sincerely.
That must have been heartbreaking.
His words are meaningful. Most people are quick to just acknowledge the situation, not the loss. It was. Moisture stings my eyes for a brief moment, but not over Justin. The emotion stems from Seth's seemingly genuine understanding. We sit in silence, maybe each taking a moment to acknowledge the rough path of our pasts, and maybe a little stunned at how quickly we shared those things.
Now tell me, how is Chewy?
Seth says, easing us into cheerier dialogue. He's really good. I smile, glad to be moving on, and impressed that he remembers my dog's name.
Do you ever go to the dog park on Jefferson Avenue?
That's a little far. We usually just hit the hydrants in my development. I also volunteer at the animal shelter, and sometimes I take Chewy with me so he can play with the other dogs and run around.
Which shelter?
Happy Homes, I say proudly.
That's where I got Marty.
Your lab, right?
That's right.
His hazel eyes brighten. He isn't the only one who remembers.
It's a great shelter.
It is, and I've been volunteering more often lately. Adoption rates go up at the holidays. Dogs are high on wish lists. Sadly, though, we have to be extra careful when screening, because after the holidays, we see a lot of dogs come back. I'm always very thorough when people fill out applications to adopt. But at holiday time, I can be ruthless until I know for sure they are the real deal, and the dog will get a good, permanent home.
Brains, beauty, and a heart of gold,
he says with a sexy grin, causing me to blush right down to my toes.
If I had a normal work schedule, I'd love to volunteer like that. But my hours tend to be all over the place.
What do you do? It's something I don't recall ever coming up in the emails we exchanged.
I own Bounce With Me. It's a trampoline park over in Brunswick. It's a gymnasium set up with different sections of trampolines.
I nod, and he goes on to explain.
There's a section for basketball, volleyball, open jump. There's even a foam pit to jump into. Kids love it. We do a lot of birthday parties.
The kids in my classes have had birthday parties there, and I hear them talk about it often. I put the pieces together. I guess that's why you were at the other party. You're one of Pennsylvania's small business owners.
Yes. That entire room, believe it or not, own one or more Bounce With Me franchises of their own. And because of that, we all get invited to attend the holiday party for the bargain price of $300.
Oh my God. You paid $300 and you're in here with me? I stand up from my seat and point. I'm sorry. You should have told me. Please, go back to your party.
I'm not going anywhere.
But all that money you spent. I try and reason. Another wide grin spreads across his handsome face, and his solid frame doesn't budge.
So far, it's proven to be worth every cent.